Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The gold and silver prices are up significantly since the beginning of 2012. That doesn't mean that this trend will continue. Buyers and sellers modify their decisions as prices change. For decades, the central banks were net sellers of gold. For the past 2 years, they have been net buyers of gold. This shift is about 40 million ounces a year. That's a huge impact when worldwide annual mine output may only be about 70 million ounces. While supplies of gold and silver are constrained, I think the largest impact on the prices of both will come from the surge in buying. Demand has recently been rising, but it is not yet a sustained rush. When gold and silver prices fell sharply in late 2008, premiums rose and buyers were waiting as long as 3 months for delivery. Today, almost every bullion coin and bar is available for fast delivery. Premiums are close to as low as they've been over the past couple of years. The recent weekly commitment of traders reports issued by the COMEX shows that speculators have not jumped into the market. China and India are the world's two largest nations for consumption of gold and silver. Demand in China is already strong and growing. However, demand from India has been modest over the past 2 weeks. Demand is strong in Europe and the Middle East, but is now lackluster in North America. Demand from investment funds has been minor. Here is an important indicator. There were times in the first half of the 20th century where the value of gold and silver mining shares and all the circulating gold and silver coins made up more than 20% of global assets. Today, that proportion of worldwide wealth is about 0.5%. Another indicator of where prices are headed in the near future is a decision by Endeavor Silver to inventory part of its newly mined silver output rather than sell it at current prices. It is highly unusual for mines to choose to defer cash flow in anticipation of much higher prices in the coming months. The real rush to buy gold and silver will not be underway until there is strong demand from China and India, elsewhere in the Far East, the Middle East, Europe, and North America. You will also see central bank speculators and investment funds purchasing greater quantities than they are now. When delivery times extend further into the future, prices could skyrocket. We are a long way from this position today, but it is coming and will be here surprisingly soon. I'll keep you posted right here on developments. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.